Thank you very much. Adams Park welcomes a non-restricted crowd for the first time since March 2020. And it is Brendan Rodgers' fantastic Foxes who provide the opposition. FA Cup champions last term, this prestigious friendly will provide the most rigorous of tests for Gareth Ainsworth's side. Some final audition before the League One curtain call. Don't expect a pre-season flurry of goals, because a 0-0 draw followed by a penalty shootout defeat at Burton Albion at the weekend was how Leicester's 2021-22 campaign began. So to the team news then, and it's easier to say who started the last friendly win against Stevenage that do so tonight. Only David Stockdale, Jack Grimmer and Jason McCarthy keep their places in the team. New signing Josh Scowen also start tonight. The team in full is David Stockdale, Jack Grimmer, Gareth McCleary, Sully Kaikai, Adebayo Akinfenwa, Jack Wakeley, Nick Freeman, Jordan Obita, Jason McCarthy, Josh Scowen and Oliver Pendlebury. It's a mix and match starting lineup for Leicester City. There are some big names in the 11. Wesley Fofana, Kagle Osuonchu and Jamie Vardy are in from the off, with a chance for some fringe players to put their name in Brendan Rodgers' fort ahead of their first game of the season. Their lineup in full is Daniel Iverson in goal, number 3 Wesley Fofana, 4 Kagle Osuonchu, 7 Rashid Gezel, 9 Jamie Vardy, 17 Tuanda Masawise, 21 Ricardo Pereira, 25 Wilfred Ndidi, 29 Patson Daka, 33 Luke Thomas and 42 Bubake Tumare. The referee tonight is Andy Warmer, select 2 referee, and was assistant referee in the 2003 League Cup final and Community Shield. Leicester City have come out in front of us in their changed, I suppose I'd call that a light bottle green on the cusp of turquoise blue shirts, with a slight off-grey shorts and the greenish socks this evening, and an opportunity for them to really kickstart their season. Of course, next week they play the Community Shield as FA Cup winners. They take on Manchester City before getting their league campaign underway in 2 weeks' time. Well, you are listening to Wickham Sound on 106.6 FM. Henry Deacon and Josh Parker are your commentary team this evening, and it will be interesting to see, I suppose, how Wickham Wanderers will get on up against this high-quality Leicester City side. And I suppose the first hour or so, you'd expect a quality game. I suppose maybe later on, will we see the fitness levels? Or because Leicester has started later, will it perhaps be a more even game as a result of that?
No, definitely. It'll be really interesting to get the thoughts of Josh in a bit as well. But to find out. I imagine Wickham will be really, really sort of quick out of the blocks, coming out now, of course, in their new gold strip, and getting a real welcome from the home crowd. Fantastic to see David Stockdale in his bright pink kit. I'm sure that'll be popular as well. And the gold strip looks really nice in the sunshine. But as you say, yeah, really, I think Wickham will be really fast out of the blocks. But Leicester, I'm sure, will be showing their class as well.
Yes, and that cheer you could hear are the Wickham Wanderers players coming out there, debuting their new gold kit this evening with white trims on the sleeves, white shorts and white stockings. The referees and the officials are out as well, so we are almost ready to get ourselves underway here on Wickham Sound 106.6 FM. It's pre-season friendly action. It's Wickham Wanderers up against Leicester City here at Adams Park. Don't go anywhere. We have got kick-by-kick commentary. Everything is covered here. We cannot wait to get the action underway here this evening. And you can hear the cheers of the fans from both sides. The Leicester City fans are to the left of how we see proceedings this evening. The Frank Adams stand that's opposite us looks absolutely packed. 5,000 in here this evening. 1,000 have made their way from the East Midlands and wherever they may have converged over the country tonight. We cannot wait to get the action underway here. And so before we get underway, in this one. Unfortunately, George Park is stuck in traffic, so I'll go to my Sting colleagues just behind me. Just some final thoughts and observations before we get underway.
No, definitely. It'd be fantastic to see, as you mentioned, that the calibre of player, you know, that they're about to kick off, which is really exciting. It must be great for the players as well to really, as we've said, just to be able to impress and to get back in action again and show you that they're, you know, worthy of competing into the top. I'd imagine a successful season for Wigan would be, you know, definitely in the top half of League One this season after what they achieved in the previous campaign.
After months of behind closed doors action, we are finally underway. The two sets of players take the knee in unity to say racism in football, racism in society is not okay, and they will do everything possible to stamp it out. And it must be said, to a rapturous round of applause across the ground as well. And it is Leicester City that get us underway here on Wickham Sound 106.6 FM. Wickham are attacking our right to left in this first half, attacking towards the Lord's Stand, where the Leicester City fans find themselves occupied this evening. The ball at the moment is in Leicester City's possession out on this far side, but won back by Wickham. It's a positive start from there, and it's Akinfenwa now midway inside the Leicester City half. Port out wide, cross goes in, takes deflection, will be mopped up by Kagler Soyuncu, who gets it away, brings it forward about 15 yards for Leicester City, win the ball back. Ball now in the possession of Sumare for Leicester City. Out on the far side, as we look at it, we are looking opposite with the Frank Adams stand opposite us here this evening. It's Pereira now on this near side. And now Wickham look to move forward. Ball goes into the penalty area from Nick Freeman, and it'll go out of play for an opening corner kick here for Wickham Wanderers down on this left-hand side. Freeman will leave it. The pitch, I must say, is in pristine condition here this evening. A minute and 10 played here. Wickham Wanderers 0, Leicester City 0 here on Wickham Sound 106.6 FM. Corner kick to be taken by Jason McCarthy, one of three who survived the starting 11 from the victory over Stevenage last weekend. It's a in-swinger towards the back post, which is punched away by Iverson. Wickham looking to win the second ball, and it is won by Pendlebury, who flicks the ball down back into the path of McCarthy. It's played back into the path of Freeman on the edge of his half. Akinfenwa flicks it on the edge of the penalty area, and now McCarthy can bring the ball down. Has to get it out wide, but dispossesses in doing so. It's Patson Daka now, who brings the ball into the Wickham Wanderers half. Leicester in the opposition half for the first time this evening. It's still Daka in possession. Plays it back into the path of Luke Thomas, a player that a lot of Leicester City fans are excited at looking at this season. And these games give the opportunity for these types of players to really go out and impress Brendan Rodgers. They've got two more friendlies to come. They visit QPR on Saturday at the Kai and Prince Foundation Stadium before taking on Villarreal. As a long ball goes over the top, as Leicester look to start this one positively, but straight into the arms of David Stockdale in the Wickham Wanderers goal. Even start so far, both sides have had the opportunity to get the ball forward. Wickham perhaps showing more promising signs in attack as the ball goes for a first time, and it goes from one into the other. The ball is in the penalty area. It was into the path of McCleary, but the ball goes out of play. Last touch coming off a Leicester City player. It was Kagler Soyuncu with the final touch. It goes out of play for a corner. Just under 3 minutes played. Wickham 0, Leicester 0. And it's a positive start from the chairboys. Corner kick to be taken by Jason McCarthy on this near side as we look at proceedings. The right-hand side as Wickham Wanderers attacking this first half. Attacking the Lord's Stand where the Leicester City fans are situated tonight. It's going to be another in-swinger with the right foot, but eludes everyone and goes out of play for a goal kick. Looking to swing it towards that back post, but couldn't quite get the trajectory to do so. 3.5 minutes in, 0-0. But it's a positive and bright start from Wickham Wanderers.
Definitely. You mentioned Gareth McCleary there. He's one of the players last season who Gareth brought in to really bring excitement. And there he really kind of burst in and created a chance there, which I think we'll see happen quite a lot this season.
Indeed, sir. You're listening to Wickham Sound 106.6 FM. The reigning FA Cup champions Leicester City are in town. They're now at Adams Park tonight, and it's Kagler Soyuncu who's in possession for them. Of course, managed by Brendan Rodgers, who's done a fantastic job in his time at the King Power Stadium. been so close to Champions League football on a couple of occasions. Fifth place finish in the last two seasons. It's there on the ball again. Knocked out a play from Jason McCarthy. They look to bring it forward on the right hand flankers. They look to attack here this evening. They are attacking the Beaconsfield Terrace here in this first half. So Leicester with the ball and bringing it further forward, slowly advancing into Wycombe Wanderers territory. The ball now goes out for a throw-in on the edge of the Wycombe penalty area. There are three Leicester bodies inside the penalty area, but it looks like it's going to be one where they'll elect to go short, throwing out on the far side to look at proceedings. 1.5 minutes played, it's 0-0. It's Patson Daka in possession. One back and out of play. It's going to be a Wycombe Wanderers throw as they exasperate that pressure for now. Good atmosphere here this evening, and you can really tell, I think, after you've had a year and a half of behind closed doors football, the atmosphere, there's a bit of banter between the two sets of supporters, the Leicester fans to the left of us. There's 1,000 of them packed into the Lord's stand and the Frank Adams stand opposite. Where we're positioned here this evening is fairly full as well. Very, very good to see as Leicester City are back in possession now. Intercepted well by Wycombe Wanderers, who look to bring the ball forward quickly. The ball just outside their penalty area now. Long ball over the top, switching sides, finding Akin Fenwa 10 yards inside the Leicester City half. Dealt with by Soyuncu, but one back. Referee gives a foul. Oliver Pendlebury, the man that went down. And so Wycombe Wanderers get a free kick about 5 yards inside the Leicester City half. Two balls on the pitch, so I'll have to get rid of one of them. But positive signs, positive start for Wycombe Wanderers. Of course, they are further down the track than Leicester City. This is only Leicester's second pre-season game, but nonetheless, positive signs and a positive start. We played just under 6 minutes. It's Wycombe Wanderers 0, Leicester City 0 here on Wycombe Sound. 106.6 FM. Free kick to be taken here by Jordan Obita. 5 yards inside the Leicester City half. Rashil Ghazil, the one-man wall. The ball goes into the penalty area, flicked on. Couldn't quite find anyone, but it'll come back in second time. And appeals for a corner they are given. And it was Grimmer with the effort, which takes a deflection and a play. It goes for a corner. It's going to be taken again on this near side. On the right-hand flank, all the corners so far for Wycombe have been taken there. And this time they decide to go short. McCarthy into McCleary. The cross goes in and it takes a deflection. McCarthy loses out trying to win the second ball. Back in the possession of Leicester then, but one back and it's another corner. McCarthy does well to win the ball back. Draws Pereira into a corner. He gets the last touch. And another set piece for Wycombe. 7 minutes on the clock. They want to do better use of this one. I'm expecting another white foot in swing. There's no one nearby for the short corner, so you're expecting an in-swinger into the penalty area here. There's five bodies inside the penalty area. A few just on the outside. The ball goes in. White-footed in-swinger to the near post. Dealt with by Leicester City. It was Jamie Vardy who got his head to the ball, showing his might at both ends of the ball. And the Wycombe fans are saluting his effort to get the ball away by singing the Jamie Vardy song. 7 minutes played. Wycombe 0, Leicester 0 here on Wycombe Sound. And it is the visitors who have Mikhailo Pereira right in front of us here in the press box on this near side. Launches the ball forward. One back by Wycombe. Ball goes over the top to Zakan Fanwa, who was being watched by Soyuncu for all his worth. Would have been onside if he could get a touch, but Soyuncu marshals him well. The ball goes out of play for a Leicester City goal kick. It's a positive bright start from Wycombe, but perhaps with the corners, they want to make better use of them.
Yeah, really positive start for Wycombe. I'm sure Gareth will be so pleased with the way his team has started. You know, they've not had to defend too much at all, really, and had a really couple of bright attacks. And as you mentioned, with the corners, really need to make more of those. But early stages of the game, of course, but fantastic to see the new signings as well making an early impact, and they seem to have settled in really well as well.
And that's exactly what you see. I think when you play these top-class opposition, you really do find out about that as well. As Wycombe had the ball again on this right-hand side, on the edge of the half, Freeman plays the ball back, and it's played across the field of play, trying to find Akin Fenwa. Intercepted by Soyuncu, and goes back to Daniel Iverson in the Leicester City goal. 8.5 minutes played here on Wycombe Sound. It's Wycombe Wanderers 0, Leicester City 0. Pre-season friendly action here at Adams Park. It's Soyuncu again, out on the right-hand side for Leicester City. The ball goes from Luke Thomas, switching side. He was looking to find Jamie Vardy over the top, but the ball's too heavy and it finds David Stockdale in the Wycombe Wanderers goal, who will allow all of the allotted seconds he can have. Usually it was a 6 second rule, but I don't think there's such thing as that these days anymore, as he launches the ball forward but intercepted by Leto, who now look to get their first attack going of the evening. They're looking to thread the ball into the path of Jamie Vardy, but intercepted, and Pendlebury plays the ball out wide. He's back into his path again. Goes back to Jack Wimmer, who brings the ball forward. This is a promising attack here for Leicester City. Sorry, for Wickham Wanderers, as the ball goes into the penalty. Looking for Akinfenwa. Pereira couldn't quite get to the ball, so it's a second bite of the cherry here. Freeman plays it across goal. In fact, it was a curler, more of a cross-come shot, really. It's the closest that either side had come. Just goes past the post. Whether it had been Iverson or not, we don't quite know. But promising signs for Wickham Wanderers, but the score remains 0-0. And I have to say that my co-coms for this evening has arrived. Let's just say I've had to battle through the traffic this evening. It's not nice, is it?
It's brutal. There's still fans there 3-4 miles down the road, kicking up a fuss because they can't even get into the car park now. So it's not ideal, but it speaks volumes for how many people want to come and see Wickham.
Josh Parker alongside myself this evening, and it's been a positive start from Wickham Wanderers as well. We've played the best part of 10 minutes, and it is Wickham Wanderers 0, Leicester City 0 here at Adams Park. As we get Josh all mic'd up and headphoned up, Wickham Wanderers are currently in possession. They'll let the ball go out for phone. No, they'll keep the ball in play, and they'll play it across the park. In fact, the whistle has gone. Positive start here from Wickham, but they will want to make the most of that positive start. Of course, as the game goes on, we will see Leicester City perhaps have a little bit of a superior fitness. And I suppose when you're playing higher opposition, I suppose 70, 80 minutes is really when you do tell where the fitness levels come in, I suppose.
Yeah, it's just the difference in
what you're going to say. Just quickly taken that, and Fenwell goes for goal with the right foot. We're at 12 yards out. Saw a little gap to take the shot just past the post. I think Iverson would have had it if it was on target, but a very good opportunity there from Wickham. Carved a chance out of nothing.
Yes, and that's what he can still do at his age. Like, I'd love to be able to give him a young pair of legs and see really what he could do, because as he's got older, he's really grown into his abilities, if you got what I mean. He's earned his respect, and he's the beast. You can't really do much about it.
I suppose when you're an older player, the legs go, but the mind is as sharp as ever. And I suppose that must be the frustrating thing.
That's the main thing. If anything, the mind's much more important, and that comes with playing games. So, yeah, I'd say he's become a better player as he's got older. But obviously, as you get older, you also lose your legs. So,
12 minutes in, Leicester getting that first ball over the top. Looking to find Jamie Vardy, but blocked off the path, and David Stockdale will hold in the Wickham Wanderers goal. They're starting to get their way into the game. They've not had anything clear cut as of yet. It has been Wickham who have dominated. Most of the ball have been in their half so far. The odd four-way forward for the Foxes is Kagelo Suinchu has the ball on the edge of his penalty area. It's now with Samara. They play the ball out. This is Jack Wakeley. Ball goes into the middle, and Jamie Vardy 40 yards from goal, but brilliantly intercepted by Oliver Pendlebury in the middle. And now they look to bring the ball out wide into the path of Freeman. McCleary now on this left-hand side brings the ball forward into the penalty area. It goes. Kaikai had to turn. He had Fofana for company, but this is McCleary again, gets the ball into the penalty area, and it's going to be another corner on this near side, this left-hand side, for Wickham Wanderers. Coming out to 13 minutes in, it's 0-0 here on Wickham Sound, 106.6 FM from Adams Park. Freeman's going to take. It's going to be another one of his right foot in swingers, although it looks like McCleary like he might want to come in for attacks. He's gone for a throw. It looked like it went for a corner, didn't it?
I thought a corner as well.
It's not just me going mad, is it? Ball finds Akinfenwa, dinks the ball back first time into the path of Freeman. Has to bring it out into the path of Scown, who gets the ball in, switches play first time, dinks it across goal. No one can latch onto it, and it's straight to the arms of Daniel Iverson in the Leicester City goal. 13 and a half minutes played. Wickham Wanderers 0, Leicester City 0. And you just want to get as many balls in the box as possible, don't you? Especially early on. See if you can just catch them out. Perhaps not cold at this point of the game, but the more you put in, the more likely you're going to try and force a mistake.
100%. I'm really impressed with how Wickham are pressing from the front. Really impressed. They're making it very difficult for Leicester to get out.
because it's very easy when you're the side a couple of leagues below just to sit back and absorb the pressure, isn't it?
That's often what happens, where you kind of get a bit starstruck and give them too much respect, forgetting that they're just men like you, but they're forcing them into mistakes. I'm really impressed.
Sure, there's plenty of respect off the field, but none on it tonight. It has been Wickham who made the brighter start. If you have just joined us here, it's 0-0. We played 14 minutes in this pre-season friendly, and it is Kaklor Soyuncu with the ball for Leicester City. We're just playing it around the back for the moment, still inside their final third, looking to break into the Wickham Wanderers half. They did have Pereira out wide on the right side, elected to go to the left, and now the ball goes forward into the path of Mazarin Hazy. Goes out of play. It'll be another Leicester City foe as they just start to show their attack intent into the game. Fine, just on the edge of the penalty area, but about 20 yards from goal. They have to move the ball back a few yards though, as Wickham again with that high press and effective press thus far. The ball switched out to Ricardo Pereira, and now into the path of Gazelle on the edge of the penalty area. Now into the middle, slid through, but as Pereira looked to go in there, he was matched by Wakeley, blocked off the supply line, and Stockdale could hold in the Wickham Wanderers goal and had to be quick and alert to that one.
100%. I think this formation really suits Wickham. I know, like the gaffer last season, majority of it played the 4-3-3, but as the results showed, when they changed to this formation, their fortune changed. It's just a shame it couldn't have happened maybe two or three games earlier. Might have been a different situation.
Sometimes the way, isn't it, in football, when you learn and adapt in a new division, sometimes it's when it's not too late, but towards the latter end of the season, as the referee gives Leicester a free kick, which they wanted to take quickly, but will not happen. It's indeed over the ball eventually. Yeah, Leicester knew they had bodies forward and they could get the ball forward quickly and perhaps catch Wickham out, but the referee wouldn't let them do so. The ball's on the halfway now. They've got to go back to Wesley Fofana. Looks to play the ball in towards the middle. Wickham again with that press, not allowing them to get out. But now they'll try and move down this side with Pereira. The near side is, we look at proceedings. This is Ndidi. Out it goes towards Kaglua Soyuncu. Goes out wide again into the path of Luke Thomas. First time pull forward, and now Leicester look to get the ball into the box as Mazza Winheesy. The ball goes into the penalty area. Looking to find Jamie Vardy at the near post, but Stockdale with his big arms gets himself out, catches the ball, and stops the attack in its tracks. 6.5 minutes in, Wickham 0, Leicester 0, and the Foxes are starting to get a sniff in this game. Stockdale with a kick forward. Fantastic ball beyond the halfway, midway inside the Leicester City half. The ball in the possession of Sidi Kaikai. Has to go back. Forward it goes again. Leicester keeping a high line, not allowing them to go forward too much. Ball goes into the penalty area. Akinfenwa was in there, but blocked off by Fofana. Ball goes out of play. It's going to be a corner kick to Wickham One, who's on the opposite side this time. We'll see. Sorry, it was a throw-in. It didn't quite go for a corner. That time, that was my eyes. It's going to be one of those long throws into the penalty area. Perhaps it'd be more luck on the throws this time. Out on the far side, where the Frank Adams stand is situated. Flicked on by Akinfenwa, looking to get it across goal, but just wide of the mark, and Iverson will have a goal kick to take. Coming up to 18 minutes, Wickham 1-0, Leicester City 0 here on Wickham Sound 106.6 FM. Henry Ding and Josh Parker are your commentary team here this evening, as Leicester City have possession with Wesley Fofana. Brings the ball forward and inside. Now looks to release Ndidi. Two runners up against him, so has to find the first time ball, but Ndidi's away now on the edge of the penalty area, out on this near side. And as we go towards the area, slightly obscured by us, Ndidi's still with the ball. And
free kick.
And it is a free kick to Leicester City on the edge of the penalty area, just by the line where the corner flag is. Slightly obscure from where we are positioned this evening, but this is going to be the first opportunity where Wickham really will test themselves at the back.
Definitely. But they should be favourites. Gaffer prides himself on set plays, so this should be a strong point for Wickham.
We're about to find out, aren't
yes, we?
Leicester City with a free kick on this near side. Left hand side as they attack. Pretty much situated like a corner, really, as the ball goes into near post. It's flicked on. It was Soyuncu with the header. He was the man who rose highest but couldn't keep his effort down. Goes towards the top of the terrace, and Rica won't need to worry about efforts like that.
They might. It's a let off, but they'll learn from it.
Deal the first set piece, and then it should get easier from there, they say. Start to take the goal kick from Wycombe Wanderers, who have just had to deal with a bit of pressure from their Premier League visitors here this evening. 20 minutes in, Wycombe Wanderers 0, Leicester 0, and the Leicester fans behind the goal making their feelings known to us. David Stockdale. Wycombe in possession, moving it back inside the Leicester City half, but intercepted straight away by Luke Thomas, and then straight into the path of Bakari Sumari. But being pushed back, being penned back, we're keeping that high line. It's not allowing them to get out. So they win the ball back. There's that play for a Leicester City throw, but Freeman does well to stop the on-rushing advance of the Ricardo Pereira, who has the ball again. Play back into the path of Wesley Fofana, who has no other option to play it back to the goalkeeper, who has some pressure on him. I can feel one now, the man pressing Fofana as he brings the ball up the field. Freeman, ball goes out of play. That's coming towards us here in the press box, and it is a Leicester City throw.
I think that's exactly what the Wycombe gaffer will want. Those high presses, long balls, because he always expects his centre-halves to win it. That's what he brings people in for, to deal with one-on-one. So I think Wycombe will be happy with that kind of thing.
And when you play a team like this, it's all about winning those individual battles, isn't it?
100%. And if you can force them to do long balls, it saves you a lot of running.
And here come Wycombe again. Akinfenwa trying to get the ball to feet, but it couldn't quite. And now Leicester City away. Out onto the right-hand side. It's Mazawanhise. Ball goes out of play. It's going to be a Wycombe Wanderers throw. The ball over the top. Just too much there. But for the first time, Leicester City perhaps trying to get themselves a break on, but just couldn't quite get the venom on the pass to really see it go through with fruition.
I think that's going to be a real strong point for Wycombe, having Jack Grimmer in the back three, because he's deceivingly quick. He doesn't look as fast as other people, but he's very quick. It's almost like having a Kyle Walker there. Obviously, Kyle Walker's exceptionally quick, but Jack is that cover that you need if the ball goes in behind.
He's the sort of player that can get you out of trouble if you're being pegged in, you're being caved in those exactly. That final third, just to get you up the pitch.
Exactly. And he's technically good enough to come out with the ball and find passes. So I think that position is very, very good for him. And then obviously it allows Jace to bomb on forward, because then he always knows Jack's going to be there to cover.
Exactly that. All about the team game here. 22 minutes on the clock here. The Wycombe Sound team is Henry Deacon and Josh Park on 106.6 FM. And it is Wycombe Wanderers 0, Leicester City 0 here at Adams Park. And how great it is to have the fans back this evening. 5,000 in here tonight. 1,000 coming up from the East Midlands. And it is Wycombe Wanderers who win the ball back. Well, up in the air. And once it's gone back down into the ground, Skoham tries to play it over the top. Nobody there. And it goes into the path of Daniel Iverson in the Leicester City goal. Soyuncu now just outside the penalty area. Plays along the line to Fofana. And out it goes, the wide ball into the path of Pereira on this left-hand side. Brings it into the middle where Daka can turn. Moves up against two, plays the ball out wide. Leicester switching sides very well. This is Luke Thomas. Ball goes into the penalty area. The back stick flicked away. We're going to find Rashid Gazelle. So a second chance here for Leicester City. Wycombe trying to get the ball away, but they will bring the ball to feet again, Leicester City, to Soyuncu, who's back in his own half. On the halfway we go, and Sumari plays it out into the path of Thomas. And this is Soyuncu again. Leicester with a nice little spell of possession here, playing it along the deck. This is now Ndidi. Turns past his man, and now it goes into the path of Gazelle. Gazelle, who's got Pereira out to his right. The cross goes into the penalty area, where he was looking to find Mazawanhise, who has had a positive start, getting himself in good positions here for the Foxes, and has possession again. Looking to turn. He had two against him. And the referee blows up for an infringement. It's going to be a free kick to Wycombe Wanderers. Leicester City not too happy because they got the ball out and looked to play their way forwards. 23 and a half minutes played. Wycombe Wanderers 0, Leicester City 0. Wycombe with a free kick. But these are the spells that you're going to get against Premier League opposition, which you just have to ride out.
Of course, as expected. Like, you're playing against players that are worth tens of millions, and they're coached by an extremely good coach and an extremely experienced coach. So it's going to be expected, but like you said, it's about riding these moments out and then getting your second wind when you're a bit tired, and then going from there and building off that platform.
And Wigan are building it again. It is a throw-in on the edge of the penalty area on the far side, the Frank Adams stand. On the right-hand flank is Wigan back in this first half. Ball goes short into the path of Jack Grimmer. Instead of the pace, looks to try and find the out ball, which he looks to find. The cross goes into the penalty area. It's into the path of McCarthy, who looks to twist and turn, try and get it across goal. Couldn't quite. Ball goes out of play for a goal kick. Tight angle there. Tough to get the effort on target. But again, more positive signs for Wigan 1, getting the ball upfield, but just couldn't quite get the final product there.
Yeah, that will come. I think, obviously, you're playing against a good opposition that have a lot of the ball, so sometimes you make those little mistakes when you're tired. But this is all about learning lessons in these games. This is what pre-season's for, to trial and error and make little mistakes here and there, so then when you start the season, you don't make the same ones.
And of course, you never want to lose any game, but results aren't as prevalent in pre-season. So you have got that freedom. You're playing high opposition as well to play your game, see where things work, tinker with things if you have to ahead of the big kickoff.
Exactly, exactly. And what I'm impressed with Wickham is the quality of opposition that they've chose to play in pre-season, because in the past, they've always gone for lower league teams just for fitness base, but they've really put themselves up against best opposition so they can really kind of hone in on those little details.
As a player, would you prefer this type of pre-season, playing the bigger teams, or would you prefer those sorts of minutes and legs pre-season? I'll just ask you that in just a second, because Leicester City are on the attack. They're on the edge of the penalty here. Inside the box, the ball goes in towards Jamie Vardy, who gets his first shot on goal. Brilliant save by David Stockdale. Makes himself big towards that near post. And it just shows how top-class a striker Jamie Vardy is. He's been quiet thus far, but given that one opportunity, he opened up that left foot. Stockdale had to make himself big, otherwise it was 1-0 to the visitors. And Stockdale launches that ball quick and forward first time. But one back boy. So just going back to the question, for you, would you prefer this type of pre-season or one where you can get a bit more minutes in the legs against opposition, perhaps a league lower than you or something like that?
No, without a doubt, these type of games, because you get up for these games. You want to test yourself against the best and see really what you're about. And also, it's not nice when you're on the pitch, but getting the minutes in these type of games should make the games when the season comes a slightly easier. So you're going to have games where the teams in League One have more of the ball, but not probably to this standard or quality. So it's necessary. It's very necessary.
And you get used to the intensity, don't you, of a game like this as well?
Exactly that, because no matter how much you run, how much you do in pre-season, that first game of the season is always tiring, like, because the adrenaline's kicking in, the nerves, then your legs become tired quicker. It's just a natural process. It takes 3-4 games for you to get actually fit.
So Leicester City with a free kick here, right on the edge of the penalty area, more or less on the line, and this is where Wigan will have a big test defensively. We'll see what they're made of at the back. Free kick's going to be struck in on the right foot of Gazelle, and it goes towards the back stick. Nobody could get there. And Wickham again avert the set piece. It goes out for a goal kick. And again, they're dealing with these moments and dealing with these moments well.
Very well, very well.
28 minutes in here at Adams Park. You're listening to Wickham Sound, 106.6 FM. Henry Deacon and Josh Parker, your commentary team this evening for Wigan Wanderers against Leicester City in a pre-season friendly here at Adams Park. The score is 0-0. Wigan have had one or two very good opportunities in this first half, but over the last 10 minutes or so, Leicester City, Premier League opposition, have just started to get themselves back into the game. Sort down now with a goal kick for Wigan. Launches the ball deep beyond the halfway. Leicester keeping that high line again. It's flicked away by Wesley Fofana. Wickham do win the ball back, but the ball does go out of play from Jordan Obita, and it's going to be a Leicester City throw just inside the Wickham half. Brought down by Pereira. Looking to get themselves out again on Leicester, but big strong challenge there from Nick Freeman, and it will be a free kick which Leicester City take quickly. And it's Soyuncu now, who moves side to side inside his own half, still in possession again here. moves it forward into the path of Wilfred Ndidi. The reigning FA Cup champions back in the Europa League this season due to that, and their fifth place finish in the Premier League, and automatically going to do as well as they did last season with the Europa League now down to a round of 32 group stage format. Leicester City ran out in the round of 32 knockouts to Slavia Prague last season, and they're in possession again. Pereira brings himself inside, but it's won back by Josh Scowen, who wins a free kick for his troubles.
Did very well there, very well.
The ball back is indeed, he was checking himself inside and gets the ball away, wins the free kick, and can just stop the pressure. Leicester then have to move back 10 yards and get yourself up the pitch again.
Yep.
This is Stockdale to take this free kick for Wickham. It's a long switch of play, kept in play, but won back by Leicester City, and Soyuncu hacks the ball clear deep inside Wickham territory, where it is knocked down first time. This is Samare, who now tries to bring Leicester City up the pitch in towards the penalty area. He's about 25 yards out, tries to get the cross in play. The ball goes out, and more defending for Wickham Wanderers to do here in front of the terrace, who has only got the odd one or two people, the odd photographers in. That is not open this evening, but all the stands in and around are, and there is a hive of activity. And now one of those Leicester City corners then about to come in. Deep in towards the 18-yard box. It's flicked on by Wilfred Ndidi, but couldn't quite get his head at goal bound. It's away and out of play. It's going to be a Wickham Wanderers throw.
Yeah, I don't think they can keep running their luck with letting Leicester get the first head out. The three corners that they have had, they've had the first connection. They should have done better on all three of them, to be fair.
Not striking the target has been their downfall so far.
Exactly that, and it's those fine moments, especially against the Wickham side, where on the flip side, if they get a corner, you always favour them to create something. So
don't want to test your luck too much, but then this is what pre-season's for, to
100%.
To test where you are both ends of the field. As Leicester City have the ball again, of course expected to have a lot of time out of possession, but they've had their fair share of the ball so far in this first half. And ball goes out wide again. Inside the Leicester City half they go, and it's into the path of McCleary, who brings the ball forward. It's another Wickham Wanderers throw, and the fans in the Frank Adams stand are trying to get behind their boys. They haven't had the chance to do so much over the last 18 months. It's been laptops, iPads, TV screens and all the rest. The only way you have been able to support the team, apart from that odd spell in December where we had some fans in under the tiered system. So Wickham Wanderers throw on this far side to be taken by Josh McCarthy. Taken short into the path of McCleary, who pulled himself outside the penalty area to win the ball. Ball goes back in the air again. It's headed back, but it's going to be a second ball into the penalty area. Looking to find Akin Fenwa. He's flicked away the back post by Ricardo Pereira. And it's going to be another Wickham Wanderers corner on the near side. As we look at it, 32 minutes played. Wickham Wanderers 0, Leicester City 0. And we said, you fancy Wickham from these corners.
Exactly that. Let's see how they deal with the Wickham players coming in now.
Big test for Fofana, Soyuncu and co here. And Jamie Vardy won the header last time from a corner. So, and it's going to be McCarthy to take Whiteford in swinger. Flicked away at the back post. It's going to come back in again. Scowen firing an effort. He was hoping someone perhaps could get a head on it. Took a deflection from a Leicester player. She ran out of play for Wickham throw. Right on the edge of the 18-yard box. And it's going to be McCarthy to take it out on the far side towards the Frank Adams stand. And taken.
Great touch.
Powerful Kai Kai. Fantastic touch. He's inside the penalty area now. It takes a deflection. It pinballed everywhere, but for Soyuncu, who made the initial clearance, luckily for him, it fell back in his direction and launches the ball for first time again. Looking to unleash Patson Daka, but the ball was too heavy and ran straight into the path of David Stockdale. End-to-end stuff here at Adams Park. 0-0 still to score, but sometimes we can accuse pre-season friendlies of being a bit of a damp squid. We can't accuse this one of being so.
Not at all, not at all. It's two teams that want to win. I think that's installed in them heavily from both of their managers. You know, the gaffer at Wickham is super competitive, and the Leicester manager's CV speaks for itself. He likes to win.
FA Cup winners' medal and all the trophies in Scotland. It does say a lot about it, doesn't it?
100%.
A little tangle for the ball here. The ball does go out of play. Throwing goes in Leicester City's direction as the Foxes fans to the left of us, as the substitutes with the likes of James Maddison warming up right in front of them. So they're making their voices heard for their heroes and their stars. What a 2 years it's been for them as Wickham again in possession, looking to get another ball in the penalty area, but it's again Soyuncu, the first man to the ball, who can get the ball out, stopping a lot of the creative threat from Wickham Wanderers so far. 34 and a half minutes play, Wickham 0 Leicester 0 here at Adams Park on 106.6 Wickham Sound.
Yeah, a lot of the attack is coming down that right hand side, which you'd probably expect with Jason and Jack down that side, so be interesting to see if that's something that they're going to try and focus on this season.
There's going to be another one of those throws from that left flank into the penalty area, headed away though first time. Second ball goes into the penalty area, dealt with again by Ndidi. Akinfenwa brings it down, he goes for goal first time on his left foot, but just wide of the target. He was always going to go for goal if he had the opportunity tonight, wasn't he?
Yep,
without a doubt. It's nice to see that hunger still there from him. Obviously, like I said, he's not getting any younger, but he still has that passion, and I think it's a great example for young kids who are told, oh, you play till you're about 30. He's going past that, and he puts himself through a lot every day just to get on the pitch. So yeah, he's a very good example.
Someone that won't pass the ball around. If there's an opportunity there, he'll take it. And that's a sort of caliber of striker you want. You don't want anyone that passes it along, plays that pass too many, and then the attack fades as a result.
Definitely.
Ball goes back to David Stockdale, the Wickham Wanderers goal. We're approaching the 37th minute here at Adams Park. It's Wickham Wanderers 0, Leicester City 0 here. You're listening to Wickham Sound on 106.6 FM. Well, Fofana in possession, but he had one or two little problems there. And he has to play it back to Iversen in the Leicester City goal. See, even top-class Premier League players, European players, have the odd difficulty trying to get the ball away in one-on-one. Here's Fofana again, hoping to release the ball clean this time. Has to play it along the line into the path of Sumari. Forward it goes first time into Manawahise. And him again. Soyuncu, who just commands a presence at the back for Leicester City, and I think we've seen it a lot in the Premier League, but I think when you watch him live, you can see when a top class defending, when they just dominate that back line, they're at the heart of everything, aren't they, trying to get themselves forward then at the back.
Definitely. It's just those little, I think the big difference between the levels in football is that peace of mind, like that confidence just to take an extra touch, or like you saw what's his name, the other centre half,
Fofana,
yes, do earlier on. It's just that confidence to sometimes dribble out with the ball and not be scared into kicking it long. Sometimes you're going to lose it, but it's having that confidence to do it again and again and again, because it helps the team so much. And I think that's the difference between the levels, really, the confidence.
Jamie Vardy, 40-yard sniff there as Stockdale played it short, not quite on this occasion. He's the sort of striker that if he has to pick up on scraps, he'll find the scraps. It's Ndidi with the ball back to Soyuncu, who's been everywhere on the pitch, interchanging sides in the middle. He's done everything here this evening for the Foxes. Goes for the first time from Fofana, flicked on into the path of Daka, who looks to play it across goal, but dealt with and away from Wickham Wanderers. This is Freeman. Ball goes out of play. It's going to be the Leicester City throw, just in a little part of the ground where the away dugout is, which just obscures us a little bit from our press position here at Adams Park, and a great one at that here this evening. And Zach and Fenwon wins the ball, looks to get away with it. And now here come Wickham Wanderers in attack, looking for a free kick from Andy Woolmer there, as Josh Scowen went down as he looked to advance forward, and the referee does give the free kick. They're not afraid to get in the faces of their Premier League opponents here. I suppose it's interesting because obviously Leicester are at a completely different stage of their pre-season. Obviously just having the Euros, a lot of players have been coming in fits and starts. So it's not a surprise that you're going to see a bit more of a mix and match tonight from them.
of course, that's expected. Different players are going to be, like I said, different fitness levels, haven't had as long of breaks. But either way, they're still going to be competitive. So I don't think there's any excuse for anything.
Ball goes bouncing around the penalty area from the free kick, but cleared away from Leicester City in the end. But it's going to be another one of those Wycombe Wanderers throws. 40 yards from goal. Has to play it back into his own half. Ball switching play into the path from McCleary, but intercepted and won back. And here come Leicester City. Gazelle forward. First time looking to find Vardy. Then looking to find Dakar. Dakar wins the ball back. Mohamed Hintze again. Cleared away. Appeals for a foul. Appeals for a free kick. And it is given from the referee. There was loud appeals to the Leicester fans. Wycombe fans weren't quite happy with that. You weren't quite happy with that either.
I think he bought it. I think the Wycombe players are probably happy Madison's not on the pitch right now, but
he does know how to swing a ball, doesn't he?
He does indeed.
Ideal position. It is again right on the edge of that penalty area. It's going to be 7 and a quick look. It's going to be 4 in the Wycombe Wanderers wall there. It's going to be Rashid Gazelle to take this free kick for Leicester City. Swung in with the left foot, flicked on by Jamie Vardy. It will be picked up, couldn't quite get it across goal or the penalty area. It's going to be a second ball in from Pereira, which is blocked and cleared away by Wycombe Wanderers. Dealing with defensive duty well here this season. They've had one or two close calls, but so far doing well. This is Gazelle, plays the ball out first time onto the edge of the penalty area. It is now, and it's the first shot on goal of note. It's Masa Wahintse with the effort.
Corner ball.
It's a big, big block there. Goes out for a corner kick, and the block was needed there as well.
It was indeed.
Corner to be taken on the far side as we look at proceeds. It's going to be Rashid Gazelle on the left-hand flank. Is Leicester City attack here in this first half towards the White Beaconfield Terrace. It's going to be swung in with the left foot towards the 18-yard box, but the ball is anyone and everyone. Leicester scrambling to keep the ball in play to no avail, and Wycombe Wanderers will get another defensive situation and will get themselves a throw and try and get themselves back up the pitch again. 3.5 minutes until the break here. Wycombe have stood firm when they've had to, but also shown their attacking intent. Have probably had the best chances in this game, you'd argue.
I would say so. I would say Bayo's chance earlier on in the game, the volley, has probably been the best chance of the game. The most clear cut. The couple of corners, obviously, they haven't connected. So, yeah, definitely.
Leicester City with possession again. It's one back, though, by Wycombe Wanderers, who look to get the ball forward. And McCleary looking to get the one of Fofana and gets the better of Fofana. The ball does go out of play, and it will be a Wycombe Wanderers throw. The last touch did come off of Wesley Fofana. The throw-in taken short. Back to McCleary. 1-2 there. It's one back. Leicester City looking to get out, but they can't. They're struggling to do so, and it's one back. Scowen sits and serves, but wins the ball back again. Freeman intercepted by Ndidi, but one back again. Wycombe Wanderers at 25, 30 yards from goal. They're being pinned back, but looking to try and get that ball forward. Not on this occasion. It's cleared away by Wesley Fofana, and they look to get the flick forward. The ball goes back. It's not the best pass back in the world, and Vardy looked as if he might have an opening, but Stockdale read the situation well to clear the ball away first time and to avert the drama for now. But Leicester will bring the ball forward again with another one of those throws. One in the possession of Wakeley. Sorry, this is with Pereira. Sumare played short. Mauro Hintze there, who went down after bringing the ball inside first time. No fouls as the referee. Now Wycombe Wanderers come forward now, and McCleary darting as this side's got McCarvey on the overlap. The ball goes into the penalty here, and now this is Akinfenwa. Plays the ball out! And it was Pendlebury with the effort, curling in. We want to curl into that top left-hand corner from the edge of the penalty area. Just couldn't quite get his effort on target, but again, another really good chance here for Wycombe.
That sums up Wycombe, really. Winning and being solid in a defensive half and attacking at pace into the attacking half and create chances. I think that's the identity that most people will associate with Wycombe. strong defensively and just get up the pitch as quick as you can.
This is Dakar looking to play the ball forward and into the path of David Stockdale. As we edge towards the half-time, Wickham 0, Leicester 0. And it'll be interesting to see how many of the big names for Leicester come on in the second half and at what point in the second half they come on.
I think they'll go straight 11 for 11. Yeah. I think that probably won't be too dissimilar for Wickham either.
When you look at it, because it's a mix and match side, it's not like a regular pre-season game when you play these sorts of teams where it's your strongest team first half and a weakened team the second. It's going to be pretty much the same, obviously different players, but yeah, same sort of 11 for both halves.
Yeah, it's a mixture of experience and young. Yeah.
Of course, away from the experience campaigns, you're going to have players who are on the fringes that will want to ask questions of Brendan Rodgers and want to knock on the manager's door with a genuine case to start.
Exactly. And this is the kind of game that you can really show yourself, because it's not one of those pre-season friendlies where you're like, it's a pushover. It's a competitive team that really like apply themselves. So it's where you can make stake a case for yourself.
Wickham Wanderers win a free kick on the halfway. Oliver Pendlebury brought to the ground as Wickham look to end this half strong. We're now into the 46th minute of the half, and the referee will blow it for half time. It's been an astute performance on Wickham Wanderers thus far. They really have challenged their Premier League opposition. Perhaps had the best two chances of the half, the most namely from Adibai Akinfenwa from short range. Leicester City have shown their attack. Jamie Vardy, though, has been kept quiet thus far in this first half. But half time here at Adams Park, it's Wickham Wanderers 0, Leicester City 0.
The game, brilliant to hear from Josh Parker as well. We'll be chatting to him in a couple of moments' time to get his thoughts on the game, and great to have him back at Adams Park as well. We'll be reflecting on that. No goals, as we mentioned, in the first half. Leicester City are the visitors this evening in the pre-season friendly. Wickham Wanderers taking on Leicester City. Henry and our co-commentator Josh Parker. Josh, fantastic to have you with us, Stephen. Thank you so much for your time. Must be a great sort of feeling to be back at Adams Park for you.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. Obviously, I've got a lot of friends here, a lot of people that I still am in contact with, so it's nice to see them, and especially see how the team's growing, the depth in the team's growing, and the quality is very very nice to see.
I was going to say, it was such a nice feeling just before kickoff. Unfortunately, I think it was before you arrived, but Sam Vokes was unveiled to the team, literally just brought out from the unveiled to the crowd, just literally brought out from the tunnel. And fantastic to have a signing like that here.
Yeah, it speaks volumes for what Wickham want to do, really. I no longer, like they might say different, but I no longer think they can call themselves underdogs anymore, because the signings that they've made, there's now an expectation behind those signings. And I think it's Wickham's time to kind of come out and say, we're really here to like push up the leagues, and we think we belong in the championship, and I think that's what the signings show.
Because that was something that Rob Keogh, the chairman and owner, really sort of touched on towards the end of last season. We no longer want to be known as Little Wickham and a side that, you know, are just exciting to be in the championship. They want to be a side that are really challenging.
100%. And like I said, the signings really show that. The depth in the squad, the numbers, the quality, just across the board. I think there's probably two, maybe three players for every position, literally. So I'm very impressed. And like I said, it's now a point where Wickham are going into the season as one of the favourites, in my opinion.
And I imagine they've learned such a lot from being in the second tier of English football for a season, and that can really help them this season.
I just think they've learned that a lot of them, and even the younger ones, feel they can play there and that they belong there. So now they've had a taste of it, I'm sure they all want to be back there and applying themselves in the championship, which in my opinion is the hardest league in the world.
And something which really stood out last season as well, seeing the games, and something that you touched on towards the end of the first half, is how Wickham are so impressive and organised in defence, yet so exciting going forward in creating chances in midfield and the latter third as well.
Yeah, and that comes down to the Gaffer's way of doing things. He keeps everything very basic and very simple for the boys to understand, and he builds from that base. He doesn't go out there and start trying to change the team's identity or trying to take on the world. He says we're a hard-working team and we grind things out, and that's what the team does.
And obviously his optimism and motivation is something that comes across. It must be something fantastic to be involved with in the dressing room as well.
Yeah, definitely. His man management skills are probably second to none, because he's been a player, he's been there, and he still carries himself almost as a player. Obviously, players respect him, but he's in touch with them, if you get what I mean. He actually builds a relationship with the individuals. He still keeps that manager-player like line, where you have to respect him, but he very much is about the players.
And that must be something you notice during your time here, that there's such a close bond and such a fantastic group spirit amongst the dressing room.
Yeah, it's a family club. It's literally that, from the fans to the players. I think that that message and that culture echoes throughout the whole club entirely. So all he's done is he's literally honed in on that, and he's a family guy himself. So it's just a all round kind of beautiful experience.
I'd say it must be so nice to see some of your former teammates in action, and we've spoken before the game as well about how it's so key that, you know, that sort of the spine of the squad and the real kind of base of the squad has been kept together for this new campaign.
Yeah, it's, I think the smart thing about it all is how gradual the process has been, because it's not been an overnight thing. It's been a long project, especially for the manager. You're talking close to 10 years, so he had to go through the rough and the hard times, but it shows what a manager can do when you have faith in him and give him time. Like, nothing happens within the space of a year. If it does, more often than not, it's luck. Obviously, you create your own luck, but it's hard to maintain that, whereas the manager has always stuck to his morals and his culture, and now he's built a real team for like years. Like, this team could stay together for 2-3 years, and you would expect them to go into the championship and actually stay there.
And so much being built off the pitch as well. Back at Adams Park, you can see the big screen and the digital boards and the new floodlights, and it's so key for the club going forward.
Yeah, it's vital. I think it's vital. It's just moving in the right direction. That comes from Pete and the owners, all the way down to everyone just getting involved and really becoming a part of the culture. So yeah, it's just moving in the right direction, and I can't see it going backwards anytime, because now they've created history. I think that's the minimum expectation for them, the championship.
And what's impressed you especially in the first half that you've seen from the guys this evening?
Just the organisation, literally the organisation. Leicester, their main chances came from set plays, which you can't really stop corners, so it's expected that teams are going to have chances. Nothing can always go perfect, but it's just the organisation, the fact that the boys are forcing them to go into long balls, which you expect your centre-halves to win, and it's just a typical Wickham performance where it's not nice. No one likes it. It's just tiresome, and you're thinking, when are they going to stop? But they don't.
It's so encouraging, isn't it, for both the supporters and the players as well, to face this calibre of something again you touched on, but this calibre of team in pre-season.
Yeah, like I said earlier on, it's the quality of opponent that the manager has chose to play against speaks for the progression that he's looking to have. He thinks the boys can go toe-to-toe with these teams. It's not for the sake of, oh, it's Leicester, let's get loads of fans in. It's genuinely because they want to see what they can do against these teams, and they've shown in the first half that they can hold their own.
And is it really important at this stage, because we mentioned that the first game of the season is only less than a couple of weeks away, 7th of August against Accrington. It's important that players can be at a good level at this stage of pre-season.
Yeah, definitely. That's why you'll see, obviously, the team is getting bigger and the squad's big, so it's hard to kind of give everyone the minutes that they probably want. And that's why you'll probably see a lot of them making up the running at half time and stuff, just to get the distance in their legs. Obviously, there's going to be disappointed people, but it's part of football. You just kind of have to roll with the punches, and everyone will play their part. It's a long old season. It's an intense old season, especially back in League One with the cups and stuff like that. So it's just part of the package.
I'm really excited to see the new signings, you know, starting the game. Obviously, the bench full of experienced players.
Yeah. I think just the way the management team are going about their recruitment has really evolved. They're actually being so meticulous with the type of players that they bring in, and it's paying off. You saw people like Anis last season thriving in the championship, which is such a nice thing to see, because you got to think, he came in on trial, And then became one of the stars of the show. So it just shows you how the polarity of football, where you can come in the first day and be on trial, and then 6 weeks later be signing, and then 6 months later be scoring your first goal in the championship, and that's football for you.
It's a great opportunity. He's taken his opportunity, isn't he? Because I think he's initially just brought him for the development team, wasn't he? And as you say, he's made such an impact and such an exciting creative player.
Yeah, it's that confidence. Like, you could see from day one that he had extreme confidence in his ability, and it was impossible to kind of deny him his opportunity or his spot in the squad, because every day he showed what he was about. And like I said earlier on, when the game was going on, that's the difference between the high level players and probably the lower league players, that set that sense of confidence without it being arrogance, and that calm headedness, and that's exactly what he has.
Just give us a bit of an insight as to what it's like to be in the dressing room and how Gareth will kind of get the players up and ready for games.
Literally, it will just be all positivity. Like, it's very rare that negativity comes out of his mouth. If he has to get on the boys a little bit, then it's always with a positive light, and he always ends it with a positive light, which is nice, because it's a very good man management way, and it's not your typical changing room where if you're losing a game 1-0, the manager's probably belting, effing and blinding. This manager's very much positive, like, we can go and win this game. So he kind of boosts you up. And I think that's why the players play for him, and they do everything knowing that he's always got their back, and he'll always take accountability when things don't go right.
And just going back to the fitness, as a player, are you kind of thinking during these games, oh, I'm a bit out of breath because I haven't played for a while, or are you thinking I'm more up to the kind of level that I'm going to need to be for the start of the season now?
No, there's always a reality that in these games you're expected to be blowing and tired, because it's pre-season. It's just natural. Like I said, towards the beginning of the season, nerves always creep in. It's just natural. Even if you played 300-400 games, it's just like the excitement, the nerves of it being the first game. You want to win, you want to start the season right. So naturally your body becomes fatigued just at the thought of these games. But it's something you get over after the first couple of games, and you kind of become a bit more grounded by the fans and just the experience itself.
Because there's something quite nice in there about the sort of lack, if you like, of pace and intensity of a game like this, and you can really, really try out new things.
Yeah, usually in pre-season it's always very like, oh, we'll sit off, we'll let you have the ball, be nicey, save my legs. But like I said, the manager doesn't want that. And that's why nowadays with the modern game, you have a lot of things where you can track the distances and the high speed distances that you've run. So there's no hiding anymore.
Oh, you mentioned also in commentary how it's great to have Bayo in action, you know, sort of despite his age, but so key for the team that he's back for another season.
Yeah, it just shows like he doesn't want to go out on a low, even though playing the championship is a high. I think he'll want to go out on promotion. That's just in him. That's just that competitive nature within him.
And from what you saw for the team last season, I guess it's completely realistic to expect that, you know, there is a possibility of getting back into the championship, or at least, you know, challenging in the top parts of League One this season.
Yeah, like I said, there's no denying or hiding. I don't think the manager can downplay it. He might try downplay it, but the level of player that they've got in the squad now, they've got maybe 5 or 6 international players, maybe 5 or 6 that have played 400 or 500 games. So there's no kind of hiding anymore, saying little Wickham. Now it's kind of everyone coming into their own and saying we're serious contenders. They might not be up there financially, but they've managed to pull off some probably arguably the best signings in the league this pre-season. So,
and a really interesting kind of obviously change in pretty, it's more or less pretty another team playing in the second half.
Yeah, I knew it would be a big change, especially when you're playing a Premier League team, and obviously pre-season is not about getting injured, it's more so about just getting the minutes in, getting the distance in your leg and kind of building off that platform.
And Henry mentioned, as players, you must really, really relish coming up against this type of opposition, especially at this time of the season as well.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's easier to get up for these big games than it is for playing a local team. These are the games that you want to be playing in, where you really, before you even step on the pitch, you have that excitement and that competitive edge about you, because you know you're coming up against Premier League players that are worth 10, 50, 60 million pounds. So naturally, it just brings out that competitive instinct inside you.
and such a nice introduction to the season for the fans. So fantastic that, you know, supporters can be back at Adams Park again and creating that atmosphere and really getting behind the team who they literally not seen for such a long time.
Yeah, is I think this is I think for Wickham especially is vital because that, like I said, it's a family club. The fans really behind the team, just the way the stadium's set up where the fans are close and you can hear everything around Adams Park. It's a big part of just the identity as a whole.
Because we've spoken to many ex-players before and they all say there's something really unique about the club. Is that something you notice whilst you're here, or does it take the fact that you go away to another club or other clubs and then sort of reflect on your time there and think, oh, that's really special?
No, definitely. Everyone who you speak to who's played for Wickham will say it's extremely special. More so because it's not your conventional structure or the way that that teams do things. It's very different. That's the best way I can explain it. It's very new school. So that's why I think the manager's taken this amount of time to get to the stage that he's at now, where he's happy and he believes that the team will get promoted straight back up into leagues, because it's getting people who are willing to buy into it, because you can't just sign anyone and expect them to buy into this way of doing things. That's why he's very big on his characters and character references, etc. So, yeah.
And you can really tell he believes in the experienced players having his generals in the dressing room. And as you touched on in the commentary, it's so good for the younger players to learn from.
Yeah, definitely, because in football it can be... there's usually a hierarchy, but it's not run the same as the Wickham changing room. It's very much everyone's on the same platform. The generals are just kind of there just to kind of keep the structure, and if there's any issues they kind of hold the meetings where people can just open up and say, I don't like how we're doing this, or can we do this, and then the generals will go and report back to the gaffer. So he's kind of like their right hand man.
Important to have the generals. There was an admiral last season as well. He was here for a short time. Good to have different ranks. Maybe there'll be a sergeant one day as well. Yeah. What are you most looking forward to about seeing in the second half? Obviously, many of the players now on who you've played with as well.
I'm just excited to see, because in this half, I feel like the team's not as tall. We've got a lot of very big ball players. So a lot of players that like to dribble, that are technically... like extremely good, whereas in the first half it was more pace. So it's interesting to see how they're going to go about in the second half. Obviously with Alex, the difference between Alex and Bale, you're going to see a lot more runs in behind, so let's see how Leicester deal with that.
No, looking forward to it. Thank you so much. Great to hear from Josh Parker, who's with us this evening describing the second half of your pre-season friendly this evening between Wickham Wanderers and FA Cup winners Leicester City. Josh is with Henry, who'll take you through the second half.
Cheers guys, fantastic conversation that at half time. And we can't really talk about this game. It'd be remiss to not talk about a certain FA Cup quarter-final 20 years ago. Of course, we all know how that one finished. Second half, then, is underway here at Adams Park. And David Stockdale is the only survivor from the first of Wickham Wanderers. Joe Jacobson, Anthony Stewart, Matt Bloomfield, Scott Cashgett, Dower Horgan, and his Metme, and Alex Samuel, along with three trialists. And the same is to be said for Leicester City as well. The likes of James Maddison are on the pitch. You've got the likes of Kelechi Iheanacho on the pitch. And we are just marking up, because there's so many Leicester players named on the bench. So we are just marking up the players as we go on at the start of this second period here at Adams Park. But it is Wickham Wanderers in possession with their new look second half team, and already getting the ball in early as the ball goes across the penalty area, dealt with by Hamza Chowdhury. And now let's look to come forward. It's the first touch of the evening for James Maddison, who brings the ball out into his near side. The left hand flankers led to attack this second half. Wickham are attacking left to right in the second half towards the terrace. Leicester attacking their supporters in the Lord's Stand as the ball goes over the top, finding David Stockdale in the Wickham Wanderers goal. Interesting you mentioned just before you threw back to me about the size difference in the first and second half team. Do you think perhaps that might be a ploy of Leicester, even though they got maybe a few more ball players in this second half, to try and get balls over the top and try and create threats that way?
Potentially, yeah. I'm just looking at Leicester's team as well. I think they might have changed formation, I'm not too sure. It's going to be interesting, because this to me, from viewing from a fan's perspective, is going to be a lot more of a technical second half, a lot of technical players on the pitch. So we'll be interested to see how it plays out.
You will have to bear with us for the first few minutes of the second half. I would say both teams completely changed. We can make out the Wickham players. As for Leicester, we're just trying to dot the I's and cross the T's, but we will get there. Oliver Pendlebury over this free kick, lofted into the penalty area, and it's another effort on goal. The best chance
great opportunity
Wickham have had thus far in the second half. The cross goes in towards the 18-yard box. It was Alex Samuel with the effort, stuck a leg out, but just couldn't quite get it on target and pass past Eldin Jakobic in the Leicester City goal in the second half. 0-0 still here. Best chance really for either side.
Definitely. I think he should hit the target, but I'll put it down to being in the first couple of minutes.
Bit of ring rust for these two pretty much different teams. It'll be interesting to see who comes out the treads quicker. It's like a different game all over again. The whole dynamics change. It's still 0-0. If you have just joined us here this evening on Wickham Sound, 106.6 FM. As the referee blows his flag, waves his flag, the ball goes out of play for a throw into Leicester City out by the Frank Adams stand.
I think this half will play into Wickham's hands because Leicester haven't got that pace in behind, and Iheanacho is not kind of the player that will run in behind, and obviously Maddison likes to come to feet, so Wickham can afford to play a higher line.
Well, it is a long ball over the top they've got to deal with for now, as Leicester City have possession. And it's an effort on goal. It's a sweetly struck effort on goal by Kiernan Dewsbury-Hall. Struck with the left foot, but it was always flying and flying towards the contingent of Leicester fans that are right behind the goal to the left of us. But look, if you're going to restrict them throws from that far out, then defensively must be doing something right.
Definitely. You take that all day, have them shooting from 30 yards.
49 minutes played here at Adams Park. Wickham Wanderers 0, Leicester City 0. Well, Leicester's Premier League campaign gets underway on August the 14th. It's a home fixture against Wolverhampton Wanderers, but they've got the little matter of the Community Shield next Saturday night when they take on Manchester City at Wembley. Not the easiest of starts to competitive matches now, is it? As Wickham Wanderers win a throw here on this near side. It's going to be taken by Anthony Stewart. Forward it goes on this near side. Wickham look to bring the ball inside and then play it out into the left-hand side, into the penalty area now. Cuts inside. Let's get the F1 goal, but intercepted by Maddison, who wins the free kick. Pendlebury believed to have brought him down in the eyes of Andy Woolmer, who is our referee here this evening, assisted by Akil Housen and Rob Evans and Joe Woolmer. Not sure whether it's a connection or not, is the fourth official. So Leicester take the free kick, the ball in the path of Filip Benkovic. And on the line it goes. And we should say, we expect a far more technical second half, and that's how the first few minutes have panned out here. Leicester just happy to play the ball along the line, switching play between the flanks. Everyone just getting a little touch of the ball. As the sun begins to set here in Wickham this evening, it's a little bit of everything, hasn't it, today, the weather. It's been absolutely lashing it down on my way in, and as soon as I arrived, the sun decided to come out. I suppose that's sod's law, isn't it? As Leicester City had the ball on the halfway, and another recognisable face in Mark Albrighton in possession. Brings the ball forward, but one back by Wickham. But intercepted, and it's Albrighton again, and the referee blows up. It's a Leicester City free kick for challenging behind there. And it's Mehmeti with the challenge. Hamza Chowdhury wants to take the free kick, take it as quickly as possible, but Andy Woolmer will make sure everything's done to the letter of the law and make sure it's taken correctly. Wickham keeping that high line as it's played short into the path for Kiernan Dewsbury-Hall, who's got on it right from the get-go, had an effort a couple of minutes ago which flew over the bar from distance. He's on the ball again and plays it out wide. This is Mark Albrighton looking to get the ball into the penalty area, but it goes out of play. And it's going to be Wickham Wanderers, a Leicester City throw out on the far side as we look at it, back in the Frank Adams stand.
That's what I mean about everyone being a ball player. Mm. At that point when Leicester had the throw, there was not one person in the box.
Yeah. Course, you don't want to get caught out as a result of it. That's the other side too, I suppose.
Of course, but you know, if Vardy was on the pitch, he'd be smack bang in the middle of the goal, yeah, waiting to tap something in.
And I suppose Jamie Vardy's more the type of striker you kind of meet in League One. We'll just quickly pause for a second, because this is James Maddison now on the halfway. We look at him get himself into the game here. Play along the line. This is Hamza Chowdhury in the middle, into the path for Dewsbury Hall, who brings the ball inside. And now it's Kamal Sawar. Chowdhury just playing it along in the middle of the Wickham Wanderers half at the moment of the Foxes.
I think this is a difficult thing when you're playing a team in the Premier League. The rotation, you really struggle to know who's playing where. You got both wingers on one side, then centre-halves going up in different places. It's crazy.
Ball goes into the penalty area. It's helped by Stockdale coming in. And lurking was Kelechi Iheanacho. We're about 12 yards out. Ball release first time. Wickham have possession. It goes out of play. It's going to be a Wickham throw. And now they look to launch themselves forward as the players from the first half from Leicester City, the likes of Suchu, got themselves showered and will watch the second half from the comfort of the stands. Flanked by their security and stewards, as these top clubs do. Bounces everywhere.
Literally.
Throwing taken short into feet here for Wickham Wanderers out into this little obscure corner of ours here at Adams Park. And it's gone out of play.
Goal
kick. And I suppose as well, because it's two 45 minute teams, the whole talk about 70, 80 minutes teams tiring is a complete irrelevance now in this game.
Completely irrelevant.
And this is James Maddison now looking to do what he does best, get himself inside on that right foot of his. Of course, unlucky not to make the European Championship squad. 0-0 if you have just joined us here on Wickham Sound, 106.6 FM. Harry Deacon and Josh Parker bringing you live commentary of this pre-season friendly between Wickham Wanderers and Leicester City. It's 0-0 at the moment. Wickham probably have had the best chances in either half, and are proving more than a match for their Premier League visitors. And two teams, I suppose, two clubs very similar in the fact that over the years they've relished the underdogs tag, but now are probably seeing the other side of it because of continued success, and now they've got to embrace this new tag of favourites.
That's a very, very good point. Like, it is, it's literally two teams that have kind of come out of nowhere and stamped their authority, and now are trying to step into their own and just kind of push on gradually, but they still also respect where they've come from.
I suppose that'd be a big difference for Wickham, because obviously last season the Championship, as outsiders, as underdogs, when you do go down and then you're one of the heavy favourites, teams will do things such as resorting for the point against you and things like that, and dealing with that is a completely different task.
Yeah, definitely. I think what it took the boys a little while to recognise was just the overall quality in the Championship. I think obviously it took maybe 10 games for them to really understand that it doesn't get any easier. There's no easy games in the Championship. Like, you can look at the fixture list and every team's either played in the Premier League or all these different types of things, or been in the Championship for so many years. So I think they kind of came to grips with it towards the end, and then that's when they really started to shine and show their confidence.
And it is League On action next up for Wickham Wanderers. Atkinson Stanley provide the opposition here at Adams Park on Saturday the 7th of August, 3 o'clock kickoff, and you can hear the game live us here on Wickham Sound 106.6 FM. Leicester City in possession, ball over the top to Iheanacho, looks to go first time ever on goal. I think Stockdale would have got to if it was on target, but just goes wide of the mark. And it's the first time Leicester City been able to get that ball over the top and create some real danger in this second half. 56 minutes in, Wickham 0, Leicester 0.
And that's the difference, those little fine moments. It can be neutral for 10 minutes and it's just those little split seconds where someone like Iheanacho makes a run and it could change a game. It changes the whole dynamic of the game. You're then chasing the game against a team that's going to have more of the ball. So that's that. I think that's what happened a lot for Wickham last season. And then towards the end of the season, they really started to flip the script and do that to other teams.
Dealt with one there, but let's have had to deal with some of Wickham's own. It's been a very even game. If you have just tuned in to us this evening, where have you been? I hope you've had a nice evening, and thank you for choosing us this evening as Wickham Wanderers take on Leicester City in an evening match pre-season friendly, which is locked at 0-0. Ball goes out of play for Leicester City. Fine if the linesman can retrieve his flag, which he dropped before switching sides. And as Josh said a few minutes ago, he expected a far more technical second half, which is exactly what we've had, although the one moment of joy perhaps has been a bit more direct with the ball over the top. This is Maddison now for Leicester City on the edge of his half, has to play the ball back into the path of Benkovic. Ball over the top to Mark Albrighton, who was straying offside, decides then once the whistle goes to have a little effort on goal, but stopped outside. It was a little bit of a catching practice, but that high line of Wickham stopping Albrighton from advancing forward, and again a similar position to what it was a moment ago. You get that ball over the top like it was with Iheanacho. He's in with a good opportunity one-on-one. Stockdale launching the ball long and out wide, flicked on into the edge of the penalty area where it's brought down but cleared away by Dewsbury Hall, who's played well since coming on in the second half for Leicester City. Is looks to be some movement on the Wickham bench. Cost being a pre-season game, there's unlimited substitutions, which for a commentator is absolute madness.
No, I like the look of that Dewsbury Hall. He looks lively, looks technically very good.
And of course for a player like him, he's putting himself on the market to get himself loan moves to likes of Wickham, League One clubs, perhaps Championship clubs. This is a shop window for him. There's cameras here, there's people watching, of course. Leicester are doing a free stream on YouTube, so there's opportunities there to get your name out there and perhaps clubs to notice you.
Exactly that. You never know who's here. Like, this one game could put him in the Championship and you never know where you go from there.
There's always someone watching, and football's a small enough game that if you get yourself spoken about in the right circles, things can happen.
Definitely, definitely. As long as you're in the shop window, you always stand a chance.
Exactly that. As they've got a little bit of an injury scare here for Leicester City, a little bit of communication back to the bench. One or two warming up, just in case. Never want to risk it in these pre-season friendlies. And the substitution will be made. Just having a look, it's Fanuet Sunichi Watawong.
Well, that's a name and a half.
I was at Beaconsfield services earlier, phoning up a colleague from Leicester, just making sure I got the pronunciation correct on
You've
that.
You've done that very well. I know you rehearsed that a lot.
Luckily, I got the chance to say it once.
What's his nationality?
Thai. Fanuet's a Thai name.
Okay. Interesting. Be interested to see how many Thai players have played in the Premier League.
Good question. We'll see if we can
where's the stats man? Where's he at when you need him?
Let's see if we can get some of our producers behind us bats to badger away and see if they can
about time they did something.
Eating biscuits and whatever else behind us so as we do
life.
The hard
they
work
live,
exactly
live a good life.
I don't know how easy they have it. We'll see if we can get some info from the stats cave as both teams make changes. Just seeing come off Sudi Kaikai. And just coming on here for Leicester City is Vonte Daly Campbell, which is a slightly nicer name to pronounce.
Still a mouthful, but we'll take it.
At least I haven't got the worry about I'll call him Fanuat score.
They must have a nickname for him because saying that every time he gets the ball or wants the ball.
I feel sorry for the kit man. It's got to be first name on the back of the shirt.
Substitution. Just initials. Replacing number 24, Tanawat Sunchitewan. Did you hear him? He mumbled that last bit.
Anyway, shall we get back to the football? as David Stockdale knocks the ball over the top and out of play. 0-0 if you have just joined us. There is a football match going on. It's Wickham against Leicester. The FA Cup champions are in town tonight. It's not looking too good either as he's coming down. He's being aided by two of the physios, two of the many physios that a Premier League club like Leicester will have. Doesn't seem to have taken the sting out of the game. We've got back underway here and it's not a sluggish restart either. They're so happy just to play the ball around the back and into the path now of Hamza Chowdhury as they look to slowly encroach into the Wickham half, who are keeping that high line yet again. They've kept the big threats such as James Maddison and Kelechi Iheanacho quiet enough. Iheanacho has had a chance one-on-one with Stockdale but couldn't make the most of it.
This is where Wickham need to keep their concentration levels because it can get quite, it sounds hard to say, but boring and tiresome just chasing shadows. So this is where they need to keep their concentration levels because at any moment they can flip the switch when you've got a quality of opponent such as Leicester.
And when you've got players like Maddison, that out ball, they can just get it quickly. When you think the tempo's gone in the game, then you're suddenly chasing and suddenly you find yourself one-on-one with the keeper and all sorts of bother.
Yep.
I can tell you, Henry, he is the only player from Thailand as of last season. Obviously not confirmed for this season yet, but as of last season, he was the only one. I'll go back to the biscuits. See?
Fantastic
there
work.
You go.
Fantastic work. You learn something new every day.
You do. Yeah.
I wonder how many nationalities are played in the Premier League, or is that too much work for the producers?
That's a good question.
64.
Okay. Oh, that's a very good stat. As Wickham Wanderers come forward now into the penalty area, and it wasn't the best of clearances on Vontae Daly-Campbell, but it doesn't matter. He got it out of play. It's going to be a Wickham Wanderers corner as they look to bring the ball forward. It was a quick counter-attack there from the chair boys. Gets it out. And now an opportunity from this set piece again. They have been creative. They have been dangerous from these situations. We'll see whether it can be proved effective here as we approach the 65th minute. Just under 25 minutes to go. Wickham 0, Leicester 0 here. From Adams Park, we go over a corner towards the White Beaconsfield Terrace. Throwing it on the left foot towards the back post, but flicked away and it'll come back in again though.
Great ball.
Pass into the McCleary. Oh, and it flicked on. It's blocked brilliantly. The header from the back stick. It's cleared away, but not fully cleared. There's an Everton goal. Blocked by the keeper and cleared away from Leicester City. The Foxes really, really are camped in now. And Wickham are sensing blood a little bit. They look to try and get that third ball into the penalty area. And it's Metti with the ball on the edge of the penalty area. He's got Albright for coming. The ball goes in. It's cleared away. And James Maddison can get themselves away. And they look to counter-attack themselves. Inside the Wickham Wanderers half they go now. Ball goes out of play.
To be fair, I don't think the defender that blocked Alex's header knew much about it. It hit him in the back, so I don't think Alex could have done much more.
Leicester City in possession and they're looking to go for the quick counter-attack. Didn't quite work out, but they're still in possession. Vontae Daly, Campbell now for the Foxes. Brings the ball forward, overlooking a fine Iheanacho, who would have been offside. The ball was played into him. Wickham again, keeping that tight back line around 25-30 from goal. He goes out of play for a goal kick to be taken by David Stockdale. And forward it goes. They're going to find Alex Samuel. Chests it down first time. This is Freeman. And it goes into the path of Joe Jacobson. Back forward it goes, looking to get that ball into the penalty area, but read well by Leicester, who have possession, look to get away. They can't. It goes. But they do get away in the end. Goes out for a Leicester throw. I suppose as well, having the fans back, being at behind closed doors games last season, it's so empty, it's so sterile, there's nothing to feed off apart from maybe a couple of loud directors. There is everything you will hear, positive or negative, you will hear now.
Literally, it was so strange because you could hear everything. Everything when there was no fans. Every little chant, every little... But then it's weird, the more people there are, the usually the less you hear because you kind of zone out.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a strange, it was a strange situation, but yeah, we get on with it now. We're just happy to have the fans back, I think.
Sure, as Hamza Chowdhury wins Leicester City a free kick. I suppose it's the case when you've got 5,000 and there are murmurs everywhere, but if you've got one loud person, it sticks out like a sore thumb.
And it just echoes throughout the whole stadium.
There's some more than others. Well, there's a debate here. Will Conflab, as to who's going to take this free kick. It's a mixture of Mark Albrighton, Kieran Dewsbury Hall. James Maddison stepped back from the conversation. Looks like Mark Albrighton wants it on his right foot. If not, you'll see Dewsbury Hall take it on his left. Right in front of us here, where we're looking at proceedings from the press box here at Adams Park. Looking opposite the Frank Adams stand and the Law stand to our left. It's going to be Mark Albrighton to take. Right-footed in-swinger towards the back post. Appeals for a penalty. Waved away. The Leicester fans who are right behind it, where their fans are situated, said no. So the referee said no. They wanted the penalty. But again, another set piece dealt with. And now you start looking at the clock. Just over 20 minutes to play. It's 0-0. And suddenly, in the back of your mind, you're thinking a draw against the fifth place team in the Premier League looms large.
Yeah, it does amazing things for your confidence. So I think Wickham would still want to win. I just think it's in their nature, but it's progression. It's progression. You're playing a top quality opponent. So
Stocktail to take this goal kick, and you'll know when it's taken by the change of chants from the Leicester City fans as it goes forward beyond the halfway. Flicked on, but flicked out of play, and it is a Leicester City throw. 69 minutes played here at Adams Park. It is 0-0 here. Hope you are enjoying our coverage. Wherever you may be listening in from this evening, do say good evening to us. Do interact with us on our social feeds and on our texts and communication lines. As Anthony Stewart takes this throw here for Wickham One, who's on this near side as we look at it. They're looking to get themselves up the field, but intercepted well by Mark Albrighton. But one back quickly. Ball goes over the top. Wickham looking to win it back, but Leicester play it back deep in their own half. Now look to build from the back. Forward it goes beyond the half towards Maddison. Brilliantly blocked off though by Anthony Stewart. If not, he would have been one-on-one.
Yep, great
with
cover.
David Stockdale. He just loves those runs in from behind, doesn't he, James Maddison? That's where he could be so dangerous, and Leicester could be so dangerous.
Yeah, it's funny because obviously usually it's him playing the ball and Vardy running behind, so I think he's recognised that Wickham playing a high line and someone's got to break those lines for Leicester.
And you want a smart player that will just look and read the situation of the game and then say, well, I'm going to make my own influence on it.
Definitely. It's just about posing questions to your opponent, making them have to think. And at the minute, they're not really making Wickham have to think. Wickham are just kind of doing their hard work, filling the gaps, and they're not really getting much joy. I say that, but they're coming down the right wing now, right?
Right wide on this right-hand side, as you say. Kamal Suar, ball goes into the penalty area. Maddison was lurking at the back post. He came sliding in, but couldn't slide in quick enough to steer it home and give Leicester City the lead. Goes out of play, and it's Wickham Wanderers 0, Leicester City 0. But that was a real, real moment for Wickham Wanderers there to hold their blushes a little bit. I think we're going to see a substitution here in goal, perhaps, for Wickham Wanderers, number 31, who I'm assuming is one of the three trialists, as they're not named on the team sheet here this evening. As Wickham come forward again, ball into the middle and out onto the right hand side. Ball goes into the penalty area from Freeman to the back stick, where it's headed away. Ball back in again, chested down first time. Appeals for a penalty again, this time for the Wickham fans, but this time the referee says no. Wickham do win a free kick though, just inside the Leicester City half. Taken quickly, looking to catch the Foxes out. Daryl Horgan, of course, goes into the penalty area. Chested first time, cleared away by Hamza Chowdhury. One back by one of the trialists. Brought down first time. Cleared again as Wickham look to win possession back. Neither can kind of keep control of possession at the moment, but maybe now Leicester City can come out and bring something forward. The ball's on the halfway with Dewsbury Hall, who brings it forward on the edge of the penalty on the inside. Look at Feeney and Nacho, first time
great
effort.
Great block.
Brilliant block there. It was McCleary who blocked it. Goes out of play for Leicester City corner. And we've just seen a couple of times where Leicester can turn defence into attack and can flick the switch in an instant.
Literally, it was all one touch. I think four passes and then they were counter-attacking and they ended up with a shot. So that's what I mean about the flick of a switch. You can't switch off for a split second with these teams.
All biting with the corner. That's why Hansard's going to be a right-footed in-swinger. Looks like there's going to be the train coming into operation here. The hand goes up, the corner kick goes in, swung in towards the back post, flicked across the face of goal from Filip Benkovic, goes out of play. Leicester City wanted a second corner, the referee says no, the linesman says it went out of play for a goal kick. 73 minutes played, Wickham 0, Leicester 0, no goals as of yet. I did say in the intro, don't expect a flowing. Leicester City haven't seen a goal go in either direction in their pre-season campaign thus far. Their only other outing, a 0-0 draw against Burton Albion on Saturday, which, in true pre-season style, went to penalties and they went on to lose the penalty shootout. Next up for them is a trip to Queen's Park Rangers on Saturday for taking on the Europa League winners, Villarreal.
It's not a bad game to play, is it?
No, it's not. What a welcome home to the fans that is.
Yep.
And then the small matter of a Community Shield against Manchester City the week Saturday at Wembley. If that's ever a test.
I think if anyone can do it, Leicester, I think Brendan Rodgers is.
Iheanacho to Maddison. Look at the break, the deadlock. But Stockdale alert to it. Gets his arms to it. Then holds. But again, Leicester City are finding that through ball and getting themselves into that penalty area and creating chances. And in these last 15 minutes, they are probing and asking questions of the Wigan defence. Fazibek is coming on for Wigan Wanderers in goal. I've got named on the team sheet, so I'm going to assume he's one of the three under the name of tries as another ball goes into the penalty area.
I think he signed. Yeah, I think it was from Ipswich, potentially, I'm going to say. I might be wrong, but...
Yes, you are. My apologies. There'll be two changes to be made here for Wickham. As Leicester City have a throw in out on this far side.
I always wonder why they can't just put the person's name and have to put try list.
makes our job a lot harder.
Yeah.
We'll all play Secret Squirrel and just...
Trialist number one, yeah. Trialist number two.
Mrs. Trialist is very happy. Always disappointing when the season starts, but this time of year, kids always do seem to do well. Just under a quarter of an hour to play. Wickham 0, Leicester 0 here on Wickham Sound 106.6 FM. Hope you're enjoying the coverage wherever you are listening to us from. Henry Deacon and Josh Parker providing commentary with you this evening. There's James Maddison on the ball on the other end of the field. Not where we expect to usually get the ball, as Leicester look to thread the ball forward into the path of Kamal Sawar, but couldn't quite, but win the ball back straight away. And look to get it out to Sawar again, they do. On this occasion on the right-hand side as Leicester City attack in the second half. This is Hamza Chowdhury now, plays short into Dewsbury Hall, who we've both been impressed with in this second half. Ball goes over the top. Leicester City still in possession. This is all Brighton. Turns with the first touch. Looks to get the ball in. But Joe Jacobson alert to it and then clears the ball away. All hands to the pump now for Wickham Wanderers as Leicester try and break the deadlock in this one.
I think this is a real test in these last 50 minutes because, like I said, when you've got a lot of ball players, you're used to having the ball. So it's frustrating when you don't. So people like Anis and Scott and Hawks will be frustrated at not being able to have the ball and it just happens to do running. It can become quite brutal and tiresome just mentally.
And of course, at the same time, you can't switch off as a result of it, as the goalkeepers will change I think David Stockdale will try and claim the Cleaney bonus. We'll see how that conversation goes.
Another great character. Like, I'd say after Bayo, he's the next biggest character in the change room. Just one of the most nicest and most humble guys I've ever met.
Another substitution for Wickham, replacing number 22, Nick Freeman. So also seeing Nick Freeman coming off, and the trialist is coming on. Oh, we do love it. There's a foul throw-in which was taken by Vontae Daly-Campbell. It was a foul throw-in, as the referee instructs to Kieran Dewsbury-Hall, who tried to protest the innocence of his teammate. But we will go again. Take two. Iheanacho wanted it short. It does go short, but to Madison, who loses out. Ball goes over the top first time. Not going to find the trialist, but Leicester City win the ball back. Intercepted first time by Alex Samuel. And Wickham have the ball again. Goes out of play. Goes out. Well, Wickham throw. Bloomfield on the deck. And it has been Wickham who had the better chance. The referee in the end blew for a free kick. It's going to be taken by Stewart. Launches it over the top. First time towards the edge of the penalty area, but it is dealt with by Leicester for now. Here's Albrighton, who you would trust to get the ball away and with minimum of fuss. The ball's just out in our little obscure area. It's Wickham. We have a throw. They're looking to take it shortly. They do into the path for Stewart. Jacobson finds that first time ball out. Now that ball's flashed into the penalty area by Stock Cashcott. And still again, Wickham probe. But Cade have been pushed back, and they have been pushed back to the keeper. But I suppose this is the sort of spell you want. Just that little bit of possession which they haven't had in the second half.
Definitely. It just gives yourself a breather. Like, it gives you a chance to kind of find yourself again.
This is Horgan. Cross goes in first time. Flicked away towards a trialist to, I think, try to set himself on the right foot for goal. But the ball does go into the penalty here. Chance on goal. And it's in! Oh, it and it's Rick and Muggers who take the lead! They've had to deal with the Foxes' onslaught, and then at the other end, they took their one chance they got. They had to break the lines. They had to break down a stubborn Leicester City defence. But it is Wickham Wanderers who take the lead with just over 10 minutes to go here. It's Darryl Horgan who gets the goal.
It'll be
a collector's item for him. And Wickham lead by a goal to nil.
All comes from Anis's confidence to go at people, get the ball and drive at people, and then the little back heel or whatever he did sets it up for Darryl to finish. It's that little bit of quality.
1-0 to Wickham Wanderers. I know it's pre-season, but there's an upset on the cards here. Premier League Leicester City, who finished fifth last season, FA Cup winners, European regulars year in, year out, are behind with 10 minutes to play. 10 minutes for Wickham to see it out. And of course it's pre-season, but Leicester will not want to lose, and you'll see a second win as a result of this. All biting over the top, looking to find Iheanacho, but Redwell by the trialist who gets it away first time. This is Madison, and suddenly there's a little bit more purpose about Leicester's play here. But free to the ball, and Wickham could get it away. It's a late challenge from Hamza Chowdhury. In from behind, it's a free kick. It's not a nice challenge, pre-season or not. It's Mehmeti who has gone down as a result of it.
I think that's just pure frustration. Yeah. Wickham are starting to ruffle their feathers and get as more physical than they can.
And I know it's a pre-season friendly, but you'll imagine now at this point it's all bodies going back, because there'll be an onslaught from Leicester here. Expect a reaction.
Yeah, it's literally a dress rehearsal for the season, where it's game management now. It's about being smart when you're going for corners or throw-ins, taking your time, frustrating them and seeing the game out.
Free kick to be taken on this halfway line here for Wycombe Wanderers, who are just over 8 minutes away from beating Premier League opposition here, Leicester City. And what a way that would be to get your confidence up ahead of a season back in League One. Accrington Stanley, the next opponents next Saturday. You can listen to the game live with us. And it is Wycombe who are on the attack again.
It's a corner.
It is a corner kick, just on this little part of the stadium. It's a little bit obscured from where we are. Where the terrace is. No one on the terrace, bar one or two stewards and officials and what have you.
One thing they won't be used to is Joe Jacobson shooting from these corners.
Going direct.
Yeah.
That's what we expected. It's swung in towards the back stick, and it's another effort on goal. It was McCleary with the effort. Struck it well, but just couldn't quite keep it down. Goes out of play, but Wycombe 1-0 up, a chase in the second, and you would have thought if you can get a second, that'll be the result in the bag.
Indeed.
But Leicester will come back with a second wind. Premier League opposition will not want to be beaten by Wycombe tonight. QPR for them on Saturday after this. It's a quick throw from Albrighton into the penalty area. You're actually looking to find Madison. Couldn't quite fade it through to him. And it's Stewart who gets the ball out for a Leicester throw. And now all hands to the pump defensively for Wycombe Wanderers. Ball in the possession of Daly Campbell. Short to Chowdhury. Plays on the line to Madison. Looking to find Iheanacho. Couldn't quite find him. And
good defending.
Samuel looks to play it out for a goal kick. Does so well and blocks off the impressive Dewsbury Hall. Probably a bit of a harsh question to ask you, but who stood out for you tonight for Wycombe?
I would say Josh Scowen in the first half was very good. I think Bayo always stands out. Jack Grimmer, I think he's one of the unsung heroes. He don't get enough credit for the job that he actually does. So I'd say those three. And the second half is very difficult to say because it's been so tactical that Wycombe really haven't had the ball. But if you're going to say anyone, you're probably going to say Anis because of that confidence to actually pick up the ball and run at people. And no one likes being run at, especially when you've got feet like he's got.
Not assuming the result yet, but if Wycombe can get the job done, is it more satisfying that the goal came in the second half where it is a bit more tactical, so you could say tactically you've outnounced the Premier League side?
Yeah. I think different players will say different things. It's weird, like your ego kicks in, so like some players will say, oh, the first half team was better. I think you just have to take confidence regardless. Like, you beat a Premier League team and not an average one at that, so yeah. I think there's many positives to be taken away from it. Limited their chances, probably created the three best chances of the game. So all in all, it's a win-win.
Gonna have to face another one here because Madison was brought down and Leicester City win a free kick about 15 yards inside the Wycombe Wanderers half, in the middle, in the centre.
See, this is the smart game management, not giving him the ball.
Yeah.
Just taking off 10, 15 seconds of time.
And everybody does it. Everybody does it. You'd expect the same. The other end is Iheanacho to get in there, but helped by the keeper. It's still there with Albrighton, but cleared away in the end by Alex Samuel.
Great touch.
And now here's Horgan. Wycombe look to counter-attack, looking for that second goal. That would put the tie and the task you'd expect beyond Leicester City. Driving out on this far side. Chowdhury for company. Cashkett with the ball, goes out of play. It's a Wycombe Wanderers throw. And just when you said you had to deal with a Leicester City threat, the Foxes are having to deal with a Wycombe second wind. Ball into the penalty area again. It's not cleared by Leicester City. Well, it is now. It was just one or two interesting moments there, and Leicester failed to clear their lines enough, and they couldn't do so again. And this is a trialist. Chris Dewsbury Hall, and he's brought down. It's a free kick to Wycombe.
I'm not sure about that one.
Nor is James Madison, hands on head straight to the referee. 87 minutes played. Wickham 1, Leicester 0 here. Will someone make themselves a hero and go direct?
Why not? 3 minutes left. Have a go.
Just having a look at who could potentially be takers. It's going to be Joe Jacobson who's going to take. Float it into the penalty area, to the back stick. Oh. Flicked on by McCarthy, but cleared away by Leicester City. Goes back in a second time. Leicester again can't clear their line. They will now with Dewsbury Hall, who has to go back to the keeper, who's under severe pressure there from Josh Cashcott. And we've seen those moments go wrong in the past. Did on this occasion, but Wickham get another throw. They're not just seeing the game out, they're pressing for a second. They go again. This is Jacobson again. Ball four, but just too heavy. Will go out for a goal kick. And unless they have the chance just to calm the play down from their perspective. They've had to ride a bit of a storm over the last few minutes or so. And really, since going a goal up, it's been all Wickham, really.
Literally. Leicester look deflated.
Got 2 minutes to play here. Wickham one up on Leicester City. We don't expect anything in way of stoppage time, although it could be a possibility. Madison's fouled again. He is one of those players, because he likes to run at people, will draw in free kicks. Free kick taken too quick for the referee's liking. He shakes his head and gives Madison the stare of, why are you doing that, son? So, take two for James Madison. And Hamza Chowdhury tried to take a quick hit. Never going to happen, was it?
Wasn't even close.
It is taken quickly this time. Daley Campbell wins a second. This time much closer to the penalty area. And why am I not surprised James Madison's interested in this?
Yep.
It'll be him to take. 25 yards and goal on this near side. The left-hand side is Leicester City attack in this second half. It's going to be a right-footed in swing. And you've also got Dewsbury Hall over this free kick. There's two in the Wickham Wanderers wall. Some big bodies towards the back post.
Don't be surprised if you don't shoot. It's something that he'd do.
It's in his range. Madison to take. The hand is up. It's a right footed in swing. It's a brilliant ball and brilliantly headed away. It had to be. Fantastic ball in from James Madison, showing that real bit of quality. It's a Leicester City throw to be taken by Hamza Chowdhury on this left hand side, right by the corner flag. He's going to leave it for Mark Albrighton to take. We know it can take him long, but this time I think it might be the short one, unless he's using Madison as a dummy and looking to get it long. Indeed he is, towards Iheanacho. Didn't quite work on this occasion. It's cleared away by Alex Samuel, but it will be won back by Kamal Sawar. Ball played out. He was not going to find Albrighton. Iheanacho looked to play it towards him in the end after a little bit of unlucky deflection. Goes out of play. It's going to be a Wickham Wanderers throw. There's going to be a fireworks display after this one. The game hasn't quite had the fireworks, but it's expected of a pre-season game.
Of course, everyone wants to see goals, but like you said, it's pre-season, it's a platform to build from, and hopefully the fireworks will come in the first game of the season.
And if we stay long enough, we might get it. And it's a fantastic victory for Wickham Wanderers against the Foxes. They had to soak up a lot of pressure in the second half, but in the last 10 minutes, they came into their own. Daryl Horgan, the man who got the winner for the Wanderers in the end. Leicester City put up a good fight, but Wickham just had that little extra bit this evening. They're, of course, further down the track in terms of pre-season preparations. It's a fantastic final send-off as they prepare for life in League One next Saturday. Here at Adams Park, the return of the fans has been a brilliant one. It's finished Wickham Wanderers 1, Leicester City 0.